So Julia Schneider, so taking it up to the next level, is the Director of Chronic Disease Prevention at the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials, so ASTO, which is a national nonprofit organization representing the public health agencies of the U.S., the U.S. territories, and the District of Columbia. Thanks, Julia.
Thank you. Good morning. I, too, have no relationships to disclose. I am so pleased to be able to highlight the great work that ASTO and our members have done around health impact assessments. Although I will be presenting today, I would like to acknowledge the work of our environmental health team who laid the groundwork for HIA at ASTO and gave those of us on the chronic disease team the opportunity to build upon their momentum through our project focused on obesity. In my presentation today, I will describe ASTO's overall approach in working with state health agencies to increase their utilization of health impact assessments. I will then describe the HIA capacity building activities and lessons learned through both our environmental health and chronic disease programs. As a quick overview of ASTO, ASTO is the national membership organization for the chiefs of the state and territorial health agencies and the individuals who work for them at the state and local level. Our mission is to transform public health within states and territories to help our members dramatically improve health and wellness. HIA is one key component of our work to promote health in all policies and is strongly supported by both the environmental health and the chronic disease teams. State health officials and state health agencies are well positioned to engage their colleagues and partners to help them understand the health impacts of non-health policy. Aligning with ASTO's mission, health impact assessments also provides a tool to achieve the goals set forth by the National Prevention Strategy and Healthy People 2020. My presentation today will focus on these three questions. What is the role of state health agencies in implementing HIA practice and developing sustainable programs? What are examples of capacity building activities? And what are the characteristics of a successful HIA initiative? As I mentioned, this information comes from a number of grant programs that ASTO has administered to state health agencies. Our environmental health team originally funded four pilot states for this for a period of 1.5 to 2.5 years during 2009 to 2011. Currently, two more states are funded through this program, and we will soon announce the recipients of our next round of projects. Those states were tasked with building capacity at the state level in order to provide TA and resources for local health departments doing HIAs, and they were specifically focused on environmental health issues. Another three states were funded through the Chronic Disease Project that I oversee to focus on state-level capacity building and to perform an actual HIA on a policy or project that impacted healthy eating and active living. So why does ASTO support state health agencies to build capacity for HIA? State health agencies can have various roles in supporting a sustained infrastructure, such as staff, websites, and data collection. They can provide a coordinated technical assistance program for local health departments that are interested in a specific project. And state health agencies can promote a broad integration of health in decision-making that utilizes state health leadership and promotes cross-sector collaboration. They also have a broad perspective of the needs of the state and can focus on specific areas such as rural communities and can also conduct HIA themselves, which is what many of our grantees have done. The list you see here are examples of capacity building activities that the states initiated and comes from final reports and lessons learned from several of the states implementing these programs. This highlights the work that state health agencies can lead in order to build and sustain momentum for HIA around the state. Activities include trainings and workshops, webinars, presentations around the state, evaluation, and steering committees. Of particular note are external networks. We found that states that build collaboration with local nonprofits, academia, healthcare, and planners were most successful in sustaining momentum. Some of the challenges that our states faced was the classic chicken and egg dilemma. Which comes first, doing the HIA or building capacity? Similarly, for those working with locals, they struggled with how to train local health departments when the state staff hadn't gone through the process themselves. Our state team struggled with this at first, but in the end, many of them ended up doing both of these simultaneously, both building capacity at the state level and also working with us and human impact partners to undergo an actual HIA. Here is a list of some of the HIAs that have been completed by state health departments through the ASTO projects, either through the Environmental Health Project or the chronic disease funding that I mentioned earlier. I also want to note that about 20 HIAs have been conducted through ASTO's Environmental Health Project to support local HIAs coordinated by the state health agencies. We were truly amazed at how much the teams were able to do in such a short amount of time with such limited resources. As a quick overview of the chronic disease-related HIAs, which are the ones I worked with, I wanted to focus on Arizona's health impact assessment, which looked at a 3-mile proposed trolley system that connected the current rail system with Arizona State University, schools, the business district, the public library, and the hospital. The Kentucky project focused on a worksite wellness tax credit that was the impetus for the bill's reintroduction during the 2012 legislative session. And South Carolina's project examined the potential health impacts of a proposed road diet of a downtown arterial road. Depending on the state team and the type of project that their HIA entailed, the teams that they brought together varied. However, partners included some or all of the following that you see listed, such as universities, local health agencies, institutes of public health, planning associations, and transportation. These partnerships that were developed for the HIA have continued beyond this project and have led to other collaborations that support health and all policies, even in the absence of HIA. Some of the outcomes include establishing new relationships with non-traditional partners and completing the first HIA project in their state. Most importantly, there is now some infrastructure for conducting HIAs at the state public health level, local public health level, and universities. The HIA planning process brought together a diverse group of stakeholders. There was broad support among the group for the concept of considering health and all policies and for utilizing HIA as a strategy and tool to accomplish that goal. Complementary to this process was discussion about how to create the social and political will to focus on health. Our states found that to be considered in the political arenas, HIA should include long-term cost savings related to the anticipated improved health outcomes. All the states had several lessons learned that they have shared. For example, leverage existing programs and networks. In Wisconsin, the HIA program built off the Environmental Health Tracking Program. Work in partnership with local stakeholders, especially when a project will impact a local community. Engage staff and leadership at all levels ensures that there is both political will and training on the program level. Build on staff capacity and related activities. Actually, for staffing, many of our state grantees felt that staff time was their biggest barrier. However, the states did have great success spreading the work among various programs and content experts, and also partnered with universities and students to help with data collection. Another note from our states was to start working with planners around land use and community design, since planners tend to share similar goals of improving quality of life and have the technical skills to complete the assessment. ASTO will continue to build upon this momentum and work with states to undergo health impact assessments. We continue to provide TA and support to all grantees through technical assistance calls, and our environmental health team just launched a new program to pair state health agency staff who are more experienced with those currently completing HIAs. We also have scholarships for state health agency staff to attend the new Partners for Smart Growth Conference next February. In addition, we have several projects to look at the opportunities to promote health across all sectors. Our environmental health team has a health and all policies project, and the chronic disease team is currently working on implementation of the national prevention strategy. We'll soon be launching an online toolkit that focuses on state-level strategies for implementation of the national prevention strategy, including tools such as HIA. I'll stop there, but I'm happy to answer any questions during the Q&A. Again, I thank you for this opportunity today, and you can find our contact information here. Thank you.
So Julia actually also came in under time.